Listener Production.
Morning, Tessa Randello here with you. The PM is facing increasing pressure from Aboriginal groups to change the date of Australia Day. It comes as Hobart Council votes to move citizenship ceremonies from next year. Chairman of the Aboriginal Land Council, Michael Mansell's questioning why the Prime Minister hasn't moved on this yet.
Why Albanese, who's got everything to gain and nothing to lose, refuses to change the date is just bewildering. It certainly would paint him in a good light socially if he was to change the date, and all he has to do is sign a letter and the date is changed.
Meantime, the Community Services Union's calling on the state government to give state servants the choice whether or not to work on January 26. The union's acting secretary wrote a letter to the Premier in early January with the request, but says he hasn't received a reply. Meantime, the Premier's renewing calls for the federal government to pull its weight with aged care and disability sectors. They're controlled by Canberra, and Jeremy Rockliffe says delays in getting people into the support they need is holding up the beds in the state's hospitals. The state government released data that found 51% of patients in Tassie hospitals couldn't be discharged because of issues with the disability or aged care sector. Briefly, a Productivity Commission report has found child safety investigations are taking more than 4 weeks to get started in Tasmania. And commuters are left frustrated this week after 45 bus services were cancelled in the past 2 days. The Australian women's cricket team are coming off an 8-wicket win to Pakistan before tomorrow's Hobart matchup. It'll be the third match in the team's T20 international. The Aussies are leading 1-0 at the moment. And over in the Big Bash, it's a lunchtime clash for the Hobart Hurricanes, facing Brisbane Heat up in Launceston this afternoon. Mack Wright is set to make his debut, replacing Chris Tremaine. The first ball gets underway at 1:40 p.m.